Well, the Rand showed some strength during the budget speech, seemingly liking what was tabled, but upon reflection, it slipped slightly. Currency analyst at RMB, Varushka Singh, joins us now with her analysis of the moves and what that suggests about the reception of Minister Mboweni's plan. Thanks so much, Varushka, for your time this evening. So let's get straight into it. Why the U-turn as far as the local currency's reaction was concerned? Was that more so a feature of global happenings?
Yes, it's a really good question and one that was up for discussion today on the trading floor. So around the point of the announcement of the bond issuance being reduced and revisions to the forecast, etc., on the budget, we saw bonds rally across the curve, those gains reversed ahead of close of business, and the Rand had moved just below 14.40. Now, this was expected. The Rand had opened this morning at 14.54 against the dollar, and given that it has been predominantly steered by global factors, it makes it very difficult to say how much of the budget expectations were priced in. One of the metrics we tend to look at is the Rand's implied volatilities, and we did see the event being covered at a premium over the past month. So despite the steer by the global environment, we expected the Rand to move slightly to slightly stronger levels upon announcements that were viewed as positive, such as the surprisingly notable reduction in bond issuance, which investors were waiting on, given that there's an oversupply currently in the market.
Let's run through that, Varushka, because as you say, we had the markets anticipating that given the surplus or the overrun that we saw on the revenue side, that we were going to see a reining in of bond issuances. Were you satisfied to the extent to which that's come through?
So it was more than satisfaction from the floor, if I have to take it back to what was discussed today. I mean, it was quite a notable decrease, so much wider than expected. But then we'll wait to hear exactly how it's going to be done, the actual quantum of the decrease on a weekly basis, etc. Alicia, just with regards to the Rand, the global risk appetite will determine whether Rand assets are going to be taken up in future. So it's very important to consider what is happening, especially around the U.S., etc. We saw this around the Chair Jerome Powell's testimony yesterday with the U.S. Senate Banking Committee comments around basically what will happen brought U.S. dollar under pressure, and that saw riskier assets benefit. So the themes are going to be a lot more global than domestic. We would expect the Rand to remain on current ranges of 14.45 to 14.75. The 14.50 level has been viewed as a relatively longer-term support level, but should we see sustained trading below that level, we then open for the test of the 14.25 level.
Varushka, all of that being said, you've got credit ratings agencies looking at the domestic scene pretty intently here. How do you see them receiving this, and do you see South Africa having, you know, won itself some reprieve and a staving off of any further downgrades at this point?
So it's an important question. I mean, the rating agencies, of course, are watching us with a keen eye, especially given what we had seen last year. This year, it seems as though the budget was a little less impactful compared to last year because of the onset of the pandemic and our imminent ratings downgrades. For now, we don't see any of that threat currently. I mean, we will wait to hear updates from the different rating agencies, particularly your Moody's and S&P.
Let's leave it there, Varushka. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Varushka Singh is currency analyst at RMB.